Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deb Calvert's here. Deb is the author of Discover Questions That Get You Connected. She's a certified executive coach and sales coach. She's a instructor of sales development at UC Berkeley Extension. She's the president of People First Productivity Solutions, and she's our new friend. Deb, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. I'm such a fan of you and of Age of the Customer. It is a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate that. Thank you for being here. We're glad you're here. I love how you talk about leadership in the performance of selling, in the act of selling, in the professional selling. Tell us what you mean when you inject leadership into sales. Explain what you mean.
Well, so for anyone who's selling, business owners included, we all know, we've experienced that buyers are resistant to the act of being sold. They pull back and they delay their interactions with us until they are past the point where they feel like they can be sold. They just don't like it. But our research with
buyers tells us they like it less today than ever.
They do, because they have more choices than ever before. And
they're more informed, aren't they?
Yes, they are, exactly. They do that piece of what used to be a salesperson's job. As you know, the buyer does this on their own, so they feel like they don't need us. But they want us, if we do something a little bit different, if we don't come on like the stereotypical seller, which is offensive to them,
right,
because they already have information from other places, and that's not where they want to start.
They want you to plug in with where they have left off with their work, and you have to, that's the leadership step, isn't it, to find out where they are in their journey.
It sure is, and you know, there's so much out there that talks about this and that helps, but we've got to put the pieces together. So yeah, the experience economy lays it out really beautifully. In that book, they talk about how once upon a time, to differentiate yourself and to increase value, all you had to do was provide superior service. And that's not enough anymore. You can provide superior service, and you have to, but now that's just the price of admission.
It's a commodity. Service is now a commodity, isn't it? It's like almost everything else.
It's expected, and you're dead in the water without it. But you got to now take it to the next level. And the next level is customizing the experience that the buyer's going to have with you, the experience that's special and creates, in that moment of time, a real, meaningful, relevant, personalized value to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a harder standard to get to.
If someone walks in your shop, or they contact you, or however you meet them, face to face or virtually, they could be anywhere on the time continuum of their journey of understanding. They could have just heard about a product and that you sell, and you got to find out where they are. They could have done some research, but not as much as they usually do. They're ready to get some help from you. You got to find that out. They could be so far down the road, all they need to do is pick a color and all they need you to do is write up the order, and you have to find out what that is. And that's where the leadership comes in, isn't it?
That's a piece of it. You bet. Think about what leaders do. And I don't mean managers or senior managers. I mean anybody who leads and is influential. One of the things that makes them a leader is that they are aware, that they listen, they pay attention to the people who are around them, and they are able to inspire them, because they are able to show them, here's how my vision and what I have to bring to you is so aligned with exactly what you want.
Right. What about the behaviors? You talk about behaviors that we need to pay attention to.
Yes. So think of stereotypical old school seller behaviors. Those are the ones that buyers resist. Now we need replacement behaviors. So what are these leadership behaviors? And we know there are 30 behaviors of leaders. This is well documented and 30 years plus of research from Jim Kouzis and Barry Posner in the Leadership Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can cross-apply, if we were to say sellers, these 30 behaviors are what make a difference with buyers. That's what our body of research has been about. And we know from this research and from other places that buyers want to be enabled. Let's put that first and foremost, because our most recent research prioritizes that. Buyers
they want to be enabled.
Yes. And it's so interesting because we think we ought to do everything for them,
mm-hmm.
and that's not what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years ago, there was a book called The Future of Competition. Prahalad and Ramaswamy predicted this. They said that consumers will migrate to businesses that allow them to be participants
mm-hmm.
in the process of creating what they want.
That's increasingly their new expectation, isn't it?
It is. Think about Build-A-Bear or Chipotle or Sephora. You go to these places and you create the thing you want, and then you buy it because it's yours.
I seek out kiosks when I go somewhere.
Yeah. People want to be participants in creating what they want. We have to enable them to be able to be side by side with us, customizing and having that experience.
Yep.
And then there's Michael Dart. He's, you know, the foremost retail authority. And he says, look, you've got a choice. If you want to go after their pocketbooks, you have this choice to get to them first, faster, more often, ahead of your equally able competitors. We've all tried that. It doesn't work all that well.
Right.
Or he gives us a choice. Or we can have such an awesome connecting experience that they'll go out of their way to come to us. So this awesome connecting experience is wrapped up in the experience, the enablement that we're creating,
mm-hmm.
the way that they are feeling. We want them to have that euphoric feeling, which we call retail therapy,
right?
Because it's so special.
The level of leadership that you deliver, and Deb, therein lies your special sauce. It's not in your products. It's not in your service. It's not in your building. It's not in your tagline. It's in that experience that's wrapped up in that you just described. That's where your special sauce is. It comes across in the personality of your people. It comes across in how your people interact with each other while they're helping people.
Absolutely. Because it is. An experience is a moment in time. And if somebody's off during that moment in time, the experience is ruined. The opportunity
mm-hmm.
is lost. So
mm-hmm.
we do have to be on and aware that the consumer is experiencing something, and that will make or break our relationship, short-term and long-term, and our ability to sell to them.
So I need a website,
really
Deb.
Heightens the standard.
Deb, I need a website.
My website is peoplefirstps.com, People First Productivity Solutions. The PS stands for that. And if you put a / Stop Selling, Start Leading after that, or just look us up on Google, Stop Selling, Start Leading, all the information is right there.
So check it out, folks. Discover Questions Get You Connected. That's the author. That's her book, too, by the way. 20 After, right back with Deb Calvert. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.